In 2017, Lavers, in a separate study, showed that the beaches of Henderson Island in the South Pacific had the world's highest density of plastic garbage at an estimated 38 million pieces. Lavers said, unlike Henderson Island, where most identifiable debris was fishing-related, the plastic on Coco Kneeling was largely single-use consumer items, such as bottle caps and straws, as well as a large number of shoes and thongs. Annette Finger, a researcher with Victoria University in Australia, who co-authored the study, expressed concern that despite such findings, the amount of plastic being produced worldwide was climbing. Plastic pollution is a well-documented threat to wildlife, and its potential impact on humans is a growing area of medical research, she said. The scale of the problem means cleaning up our oceans is currently not possible, and cleaning beaches once they're polluted with plastic is time-consuming, costly, and needs to be regularly repeated as thousands of new pieces of plastic wash up each day. The only viable solution is to reduce plastic production and consumption while improving waste management to stop this material entering our oceans in the first place. The team are among the latest scientists to warn of the threat posed to the environment by plastic pollution. Last month, the authors of separate research published in the journal Nature Geoscience studied pollution in a remote area in the mountains of France and concluded tiny pieces of plastic can travel up to 100 kilometers, or 62 miles, through the air.